Welcome to Storytime by Chava. We are continuing the book Once Upon a Journey, Volume 1 by Rabbi Zalman Ritterman. We are up to Chapter 59, A Spy in the Attic. After Baruch HaVyejin spent 10 relaxing days on the estate, he returned to Brisk with Rav Shlema. He quickly went back to his familiar routine, spending a complete day learning at the yeshiva, and then studying privately with the Rosh Yeshiva at his home during the evenings. With the guidance of Rav Shlomo, Baruch rose to tremendous heights of Torah study and Avodas Hashem. He felt a spiritual satisfaction and an inner sense of happiness that was far greater than he had ever felt before. Time passed, and Rav Shlomo began introducing him to the secrets of the Torah. He taught him slowly, drawing him deeper and deeper into the Torah's hidden wisdom. The money which Baruch had earned through various jobs before coming to Brisk was depleted. He needed to eat, but did not want to break his principle of not accepting free support from anyone. Instead, he looked for a way of earning money in order to survive. A few times a week, Baruch visited the marketplace and offered himself as a porter, carrying heavy loads on his back from one place to another. He also accepted similar difficult duties. He was strong and healthy, and in a short time earned enough money to buy food. The shamash of the yeshiva approached him one day and informed him that his time for assisting the Rosh Yeshiva had ended. Another student would now have his turn. Baruch wondered whether he should go back to his old habit of sleeping on the yeshiva's wooden benches at night for the few hours that he actually slept. He was not bothered by the discomfort. Rather, he had a different problem with that arrangement. He spent the first few hours of each night studying Kabbalah, and he wished to keep this practice a secret. He understood from Rav Shlomo that the study of Kabbalah, even by himself, would work best if it were kept a secret. As Chazal taught, blessing rests only on something that is kept out of public view. As long as Baruch lived in the Rosh Yeshiva's home, he was able to study Kabbalah for as long as he desired. But how would he hide the study from the other students if he were to sleep in the yeshiva? Baruch searched for a place where he would be able to do as he wished without being seen. Eventually, he found a tiny dark attic whose owner agreed to rent it to him for a few coins. For a long time, Baruch lived in the dingy attic and studied Nigla and Kabbalah deep into the night without any disturbance at all. After some time, another yeshiva student rented a room near the attic. Baruch knew nothing about this. He certainly was unaware that the student had rented the room in order to spy on him. Late one night, Baruch stood and concentrated on a book of Kabbalah. Suddenly, he felt that he was not alone in the tiny room. Turning around, he was dismayed to see one of his friends from yeshiva standing in the doorway and watching him. "Aha!" cried the student. "This is your hiding place. This is what you do at night. You study Kabbalah in secret." Baruch did not know what to answer. He was very confused and greatly pained that his secret had been discovered. He wanted to beg his uninvited guest to ignore what he had seen and not tell anyone about it. From the student's next words, however, he realized that he would never agree to keep his secret. "From the moment you joined our yeshiva, you aroused our curiosity," the student explained. "We, the older students, were puzzled by your silence, and even more by the fact that our esteemed Rosh Yeshiva showered you with attention. He took an interest in you from the very beginning. We immediately realized that you must be hiding some secret. There was something about you that you were hiding from public view. And we were right. You are no ordinary bacher. You know how to study the Torah's deepest secrets. That must also be the reason why you are so close to the Rosh Yeshiva." Baruch felt his heart tighten. He knew that the student did not mean to cause him trouble. However, this snooping meant that Baruch would have to leave the yeshiva. He knew that he would not be able to continue living a quiet and peaceful life once his secret was known to all the students. "Listen," Baruch told the student at last, "I have no right to tell you what to do. I understand that you are determined to tell your friends what you have seen. I have just one request. Baruch sounded anguished. He looked sadly at the student who had invaded his privacy. "Please, wait 3 days," Baruch pleaded. "After that, you can do whatever you like." The Bachur promised Baruch to do as he asked. He would give him 3 days before revealing his secret. Baruch went to Rav Shlaima and told him that their secret had been discovered. He explained what had happened, adding that he thought it would be best to leave the yeshiva. Rav Shlaima agreed and gave Baruch a heartfelt blessing for the future. With great feeling, the tzaddik wished farewell to his beloved student. Baruch Aviyajin now began a new period of wandering. For weeks on end, he journeyed from one town or village to the next. Upon arriving, he always headed straight for the Beis Medrash, where he would immerse himself in hours of uninterrupted Torah study. Whenever he ran out of money to support himself, he would find any type of work to earn another few coins. After months of wandering, he came to the town of Smila. By that time, he was tired of journeying from place to place and wondered whether he should settle in Smila for a while. He found the Beis Medrash and chose a quiet corner in which to study undisturbed. He remained in the Beis Medrash at night and slept on one of its hard wooden benches. The Beis Medrash, he realized, was home to another regular guest. His name was Nachum, and he had lived for years on the donations of good-hearted Jews. He wandered from one town to the next, knocking on doors and collecting tzedakah. That, at least, is what he told Baruch. Something about Nachum, including the sharp look in his eyes, told Baruch that he was more than just an ordinary pauper. He had no proof, but he was convinced that Nachum dressed and acted that way only to provide himself with a good disguise. Baruch was certain that Nachum was actually someone special. He decided to remain in the Beis Medrash of Smila. He would spend his time learning and would also wait for an opportunity to discover the true Nachum.